praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is an absolute marvelous blessing that we can be here. We are very privileged to see you all. We are bringing greetings from the Czech Republic in Europe. There's brethren asking and praying for you and fasting. So you see only few of us, but there is many more. Praise the Lord. And I was very encouraged today with the songs.
Oh,
I'd like to present you.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord. And I will encourage because many churches and people desire using the name of the Lord many other things, but not the presence of the Lord.
Oh,
But if you are desiring the presence of the Lord, you are touching the very heart of God. So you hear that we are in the right place.
So
thank you for having us. I'll give you a little testimony. There are so many things to share, so many testimonies. I'm sure someone will share yesterday God was very merciful in the hospital, but I gave it to somebody else.
I have one little bit in the hospital.
But I will share a little testimony about my life because I was not born Christian. I was not born holy. I was actually born a believer. And I was born and brought up as a very persuaded unbeliever. Of course, there is no God. Maybe that's not common in the Philippines, but in my country, with a communist background, they call us, there's no God.
But
now we know God revealed, I want to make a long story short, revealed himself to me and showed me that he exists.
Yes,
I met some people
when
they introduced me to God and I realized he exists.
Oh,
and I remember I knew there is a God and God, and I wanted to be born again and I knew I need to go somewhere and pray the prayer to be born again. I read a little book and I understood these basic principles. So I was visiting with some Christians and they told me there's a meeting nearby where we can go and pray and get saved. So we set a ride, we set up a little motor bike and we were heading, it was about, I don't know, 15, 18 kilometers somewhere there. The only problem was that when we set up the motorbike, we realized it's empty and he opened it and it was suddenly empty and you could see it's empty, there's no fuel. So I'll be riding that bike.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, okay, we can leave it next time. But the sister was so frustrated, she says, no, we will lay hands on the bike and we will pray for it.
Oy.
Sure. So, I say you pray.
And
you pray, Lord, we need to go to this meeting for Martin to get saved, so I pray that you would fill up the bike and we can go.
And what you say,
you know what I mean? But I said, sure, amen. She said, sit on the bike. I sit on the bike. She started the bike, and there we go. So the Lord really wanted me to get saved.
Amen.
So, but it was not my hotel. I went home to my hometown. And I said, oh, what do I do now? Being saved, I suppose I need to have a church. So I look around. Oh, there's one. It's a big one. It has a big bell. So there I go. And I met there somebody from the school. So we joined, and I was glad. Yes, now I have the brethren. And they used to say
books.
So I'm there. So they did all the liturgy and all these things. It was a Catholic church. And I find out, where are you? So I left the church, and I'm talking to this girl from the school. I said, hey, that's not him. Two hours ago I thought so, but now no, that's not it. So I kind of saw was a Catholic for 2 hours. Then I said, I was kind of searching, and I found some other people in some other city. Now I'm more careful, so I asked them, are you Christians? And they said, yes, we go to this church. It was an evangelical church. We use Bible and we are Christians. And I said, I have this experience that God touched me, and I was born again. And I said, yes. Okay, that must be my demon. So I was evangelical for some time. And I'm there, and it was good for a little season. But then, it was like, that's it. Then somebody was talking to me and said, you need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and have gifts. And so I told my evangelical friends, hey, we need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and have gifts. Alright. So I went and I told the other friends, I said, hey, be careful, there are no gifts. And he said, yes, look, it's in the Bible. So I went back to the evangelical and said, hey, it is, look, it's in the Bible.
dibalik keputusan bandingkan kesimpulan, mau kita kita kirim ke Biblia.
Well, to make a long story short, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost and I got gifts. I was speaking in tongues and had some gifts.
Oh, buku anak tulis tu ya. Nah, kalau tidak mahu bisa seperti itu, kalau nak bantu cek dah mahasiswa, kalau nak sokti cek dan lain-lain, mahu pilih dulu.
And somehow I wasn't evangelical anymore.
Oh,
I was.
Walak nasihat saya evangelical. Dia cuma dari ilang sama panahon. Nah, jawab ya.
I was flat.
Tak pernah lagi.
So, oh, all right.
Okay.
So I'm there, and I knew there's.
Oh, nah, hehehe, baru saya nggak nak pergi dengan.
So now I'm Pentecostal.
Okay, nanti Pentecostal apa?
And I say, all right. So what is the thing God really desires? Where are we supposed to go?
Oh, usah dengan saya nak. So usah mengenai dengan. Usah mengenai itu semua saja. Oh, usah mengenai dengan itu saja satu dengan dua.
So I'm asking the people, I'm saying, well, what is the desire? And they said, this is it. You say, speak in tongues, and evangelize other people. That's it.
Oh, the mutana can be a conscience, for she can take the mutana. Oh, no, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
So I said, what's the purpose?
And you said to me, the way you want to hear me.
There's none.
What? No.
Uh-huh. So, when will I meet God?
Asa mangkulo niya makita ang Ginoo.
When you die.
Kung mamatay na ka, makita pa rin mo ang Ginoo.
I said, can I do something to die sooner?
Makahimo ba siya kung matay siya kayo?
I said, no, it's suicide. It's wrong, you go to hell.
Ah! Dili-dili mahal kung magpakamatay ka. Kayo ka mga sa Ginoo.
And I said, well, actually, I don't want to die, but isn't there any great closeness or anything there? Is it, this is it? What about, you know, I'm still struggling with some sins. How can I get rid of it?
Well, baka yun kini, ang kini mo na kanan ko sa ko. Ano siya baka yun kini, nabay ka siguruan mo, baka yun kini?
Well, we all struggle with sins, you know, and yes, you're not perfect and God is not really close, but when you die, you will be delivered.
Oh, mabait kini, magkantos ka na, maunay, dagat yung mga kapuni mo. Kaya pagka, mamatay ka.
So, I will ask na. Pentecostal for a while.
Oh, gusto, nito kita isa, Pentecostal, sa matatyo.
And then God gave me this message of hope.
Oh, gitagamit siya og mensahe diya sa paglaw.
Maybe you wanna call it the message of kingdom.
Tingali dili ni mo kini matawag og mensahe diya sa
Ingles. I don't know how what name you wanna give it, but for me it's a message of hope.
Amo ko unsa na kaya tingala ng itawag ni ba sa para sa niya? Okay, kini ang mensahe sa paglaw.
Because I know that God has much higher and much greater purpose and calling for you now.
So kini ba siya na ang Dios na gikatuyuan o kung nasa itawag sa matagal sa kanatong karon?
And I knew that, yes, this is the God I met. This is the God who filled the bike, or however he did it, oh. That he wanted me to be saved because he wanted to be with me.
Oh, yeah, I'm not here. I'm not here. Okay, I'm Dios. Okay, I'm here. I'm not here. I'm not here.
He said, I want to be and talk in you and walk with you.
Yeah.
You know, in John 3:13, I believe.
Yes, Juan 3:6,
it says, the Son of God who is in heaven.
Panganak sa Dios, ngana sa mga langit.
And he was telling them why he was standing with the disciples and the people.
Oh, nagasulti siya. Ngano nga nagasulong siya diya? Taliwala sa mga tinunan sa iyong katawahan.
So when Jesus says that he is in heaven, while he was with them, the heaven is not up there.
Ubusa, ibinong Jesus na tuwa sa langit, na sa iyong katawahan, niwala mo ang langit ang langit ito.
The heaven is among us.
Ang langit, ni ara, hindi ka na to.
Alright. One of the things we are singing was about the presence of the Lord.
Ang giawit, na doon ay mga kilitok dito na Dia presensia Divino.
But then you're also singing a song that I will go on. If I fail, I fail. I want to go on.
Dapat yung gila dito kasi sa mga lalito na lain nga, kung ako po na mamatay, makakumutan ko na yun.
Where do we want to go on? What is it?
Huwag naman ay ibot pasagot ko ngayon ng ayaw.
Oh,
dapat ito.
What is it? I'm gonna go on. What are you on?
Ang sa mga roon na, kasi mga pa iyo.
You know, if you are lost in a city and you have a little map and you ask someone, excuse me, can you show me your way?
O kung mawala ko nung kapasara natin, bumita ka o papa, kanya mangunta na, kung magpapakita ka sa atang Panginoon.
And they say, sure. What is their first question?
Oh, we want to. Oh, so yeah. What's my unang pangatana? Ang may tapuhin.
What is their first question?
Where are you going?
Yeah, where am I going?
Hasta magkupay nong. Mo'y unang pangatana.
We will surely show you the way if you tell us where do you want to go. Amen.
Ay kapita kaya mawala sa mga tana kasasa. Pumusot ka kung asa ka pa nong.
So if I tell them, well, I want to go to the main train station.
Oh, kung mayroon siya, ato sa tayo niya ng tao diya sa train station, sa train station.
Then they say, okay, and this is the way to get there.
Oh, kung tubabi ang tao, mayroon siya nga, oh, mayroon niya ang dyan ang tayo dito.
And they look at him and say, I don't like this way.
Oh, mayroon siguro ka na adik kung wanga hindi niya dyan.
I don't want to go to the right, I will go to the left.
Adik, kung mando dito sa tao, ani po din sa wala.
And what's the answer?
Kaya mas maayag din sa wala.
And I said, sir, you surely can go to the left, but you will not get what you wanted to get.
Okay, Master, magkabay ito, pero hindi ka kato dito.
So first, you have to choose where you're gonna go.
Primero, magpili ikakasa ka gusto mo ito.
But then, the journey is given. The road is given.
O pagkaman yan, ihatag ka ng pandala.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you want to go and get into the fullness in God,
kung gusto ka mato, magpatunog ka diyan sa Ginoo.
God already gave us a map.
Ang Ginoo ang naghatag na siya sa mapa na.
Amen.
Amen.
But you want to go into the fullness? Is there anybody here?
Gusto ka mato sa pagkatunog?
Yes.
Amen.
Can I see your hands? Yes.
Amen.
Okay. If you want to go to the fullness, I'll show you the map that God gave us.
Kung gusto mo mato sa pagkapuno, ako ay pakita ka niyo ang mapa. So, asa pili.
Let's go to
Exodus.
Okay.
Ato pa sa Exodus na libro. Pariyo ko sa akong Biblia na Bisaya sa Bar. Bisaya na Biblia sa Bar.
In Exodus 25, God commanded to Moses to build him a sanctuary. To build him a tabernacle.
In Exodus 25, ang Dios nagmando kay Moses na magpupok siya ang tabernacle.
Amen. And why was the tabernacle built?
O ano bang pagkatukuro ng tabernacle?
It's in verse 8, 25a.
Hallelujah.
And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
O pagkabuhaton, mo sila o gusto ka bala ang tuloyanan, alam ka na ako, aron ako magapuyo sa taliwala nila.
Amen?
Amen.
So the whole purpose is that God says, I want to dwell among them.
Yes.
Biasa, ulay nga propesya na nga, nagasuntikit ang Ginoo nga, gusto siya nga mampuyo diha na itong taliwala.
So he said that the whole purpose for the tabernacle was not just for the priest to get busy, but to come to the place of holy of holies to meet with the Lord.
Ang katuyuan din ng pagkabuhaton ng tabernacle, hindi lamang kung sa mga kapalian, aron sa pagtrabaho nila, kung hindi nga, aron ngayon sa pagpakitagbo sa presensya sa Diyos.
Amen? Presensya. Amen.
Amen.
And This is a picture of the tabernacle from Exodus 25 and the consequences question.
Mapin si ang larawan sa Exodus kapitulo 23 kung dega ibuwag ang tabernacle.
All right. So this is the tabernacle. Small picture.
Mapin ang tabernacle ang kinatibuk ang kin larawan.
And the purpose was to get into this very place.
Ang maukatuyo ang tabernacle ang pagsulot kayo diha sa pinakabalaan na dapit.
And if you take the guitar, you can just play it there as well. So, this is the altar board. This is the altar board.
Walking is here on the Ruach Nun Labahi.
This here is called the Holy Place.
Walking is here on Balaam Yadapi.
And this is the Holy of Holies.
Well, in Ramayati, walking is here on Pinaka Balaam.
Alright. And when God was giving instructions, He started from the Holy of Holies.
Because he said,
build me the sanctuary that I can meet with them. So here, in the Holy of Holies, is the people where God dwells. And the furniture, I will make it simple. I don't know, David, there is no space for showing a picture of this, right? We can do it later, maybe.
You can project it up there.
Yeah. You can project it up there or somewhere. I'm losing me time here somehow. This is the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant represents the presence of the Lord. The Lord meeting with the people.
Sining Ark sa tugon, mokini ang nagpakita sa presensya sa Diyos, din siya makita po sa iyong katawan.
The Lord is actually desiring to be with us in fullness.
Ang Diyos ngayon nagatinguha ngayon nga magkakuyo pinilihin na ito o karoon sa kastunok ka na ito.
This is only a picture, but this is the destination.
Lalaman lamang kini, pero magkakuyo kini ang itong padulungan.
Okay. So the calling the Lord has for us is that, and now I will say sentence which would get me out of churches already. And it says, God wants us to be like Him.
Ang tawagin sa Diyos ka na ito, na kita na iyan ang katawahan na may sama kayo ka niya.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Nagtawag ka na
yan. Do you believe we can be holy as God is holy?
Nagtawag mo na may mutang balaan sa Diyos na ito balaan?
Even before we die. Even before we die.
Isang ba sa wala pa kita magamatay?
God is actually saying, be ye holy as I am holy.
Kaya ang Diyos na ganoon nga, magmabalaanan ka mo, tangin na kubalaan.
Amen?
Amen.
And if God is saying, be holy, do you think it's possible?
Sa pagingon sa Diyos nga, magmabalaanan ka mo, posible ba kini nga may tabo?
Would God ask you to do something which is impossible?
Kung ang Diyos mag-sulti, mag-sugok sa ninyo, impossible ba kini?
No. So when it's commanding you and say, be holy as I am holy, in the same way I am holy, it's possible, it's available.
Kung ang Diyos ngayon ka, kanato nga, magmabalaan ka mo kaya kabalaan, mahimbo ka na sa Diyos.
Hallelujah!
Kaya mo sa pagbalaan,
I can be delivered from my sins.
Amen.
Amen.
I can be delivered from my iniquities.
Mahimbo, may gawas kita gikan sa ato mga pagkakasala.
I can be healed from my infirmities.
O mahimong maayo kita.
My thinking can be clean.
Mahimong ato ang pangunahan mapagpo o mamahimlo.
When I say word, it'll be the word of God.
Kung may man siya na pulong, mga pa ng pulong sa Diyos.
When we touch people, they will be healed.
Sa lihat, buhika.
Hallelujah. We will be walking here. And as Philip was asking Jesus, and said, Jesus, show me Father.
Si Philippe, Jesus, tingnan ko sa Ginoo na, ipakita ka na mo sa kanahan.
And Philip said, Jesus said, Philip, look at me, and you will see Father. Or when John sent from prison his friends to ask Jesus, are you the one? Are you Jesus?
So, bisan pa si Juan ng Bautista, magkupo niya, nagpadala sa iyang mga binunan niya ito sa bilangguan, ipapangontana sa kinang Jesus. Kung ikaw na pagayon,
Jesus,
ipaabot.
Yeah, Jesus didn't give himself theological explanation. He says, all right, spend one day with me.
Oh, the young beginner says, okay. Pagkikupan ka na kung isa ni Sakadla.
And they said, yes, the blind see, the gospel is preached, he is the one.
Oh, ipakita kayo nila, isuntian yung tinatanawan ninyo, ang mga puta makita na, o ang mga bako nakalakaw na.
We should be able to say the same thing.
When
they ask us and say, all right, show me God.
We should
say, all right, spend
all
day with me.
Pagiguban ako sa kadlaw.
Amen. And you will see.
Makita ninyo.
Because if you look at me, you want to know how God is. Look at me.
Okay, kung magkataw ka nako, makaila ka kung unsa ka o kinsa ang Dios.
Or in better words, look at us.
O panawa kami.
If you see us, the way we move, this is how God is.
O sa niya makita ninyo kami ang Dios na naman pagkinabuhi, na mauna makita ninyo kung unsa ang Dios.
Can you say today? Can you say today?
Makalasok niyo ba ka mga karon?
Not sure, huh? we still have a journey to go, don't we?
Bakit ko na sinabi, nagantay mga kan, nagantay mga panoptihon.
But we have to understand that God is giving us glimpses. He's giving us a little bit to see and understand. It's possible, it's available.
Pero ang atong buhay ng Diyos, napakita ngayon siya sa mga uglarawan, alam niya kita magkaita, makita kayo sa kanya.
So God is here telling us, when you reach the place, you will be walking like me.
Well, sa diya mga putyong ka nga, diya ang mga dati.
Hallelujah. Do you desire to be walking with God in every moment?
Hallelujah. Kinuha ka kita ng upan sa Diyos.
Do you desire to have His presence all the time? Do you desire to have your mind clean of every rubbish of the world? Do you desire to have the heart full of compassion and have the power to help? Do you want to be free from jealousy?
Yes.
Do you want to be free from anger? Do you want to be free from fear? Do you want to be free from anger? Oh yeah. This is what God has for His people. Some people say that God will bless you with riches and with many cars and big houses. What do I do with it? Riches and many cars and big houses. When they were asking Peter, or when he was coming to the temple and asking for silver and cash.
Sumagisot, sinipin ko rin ang maong makililimo sa ngayon niya ang porta.
What did he reply? Silver and gold, why I have not. But what I have, I'll give you. Stand up and walk. Brethren, silver and gold we don't have. But word of God to you is, stand up and walk. God is asking you to stand up and walk uprightly. Hallelujah. And the journey to get there is only one. There are different furnitures the priest had to go through before he reached the Holy of Holies. There was a brazen altar.
Nothing has an outer court and brazen altar.
Okay. So the brazen altar, maybe we'll see a picture somewhere soon, one day. Let's continue in the meantime. So the brazen altar represents almost. It's not brazen altar, is it? It's your family. Try to shoot it here.
I thought we'd bring another the white one. The white one over here, right here.
All right, I can do that. All right. Yes, even his family is on the journey. Possibly, but the closer it is, the better for the resolution. All right, so this is the brazen altar, and it's here.
Okay, brazen altar.
Okay, so what was happening here? By the way, if it's brazen, it's out of brass.
Kung ginawa ka na siya ang brazen, bronze na siya.
And if it's brass, brass represents judgment.
Bronze siya ay nagpatayag siya na o nagpresent sa paghukom.
What was happening here, the animals were changed from a cow to steak.
Kailang mga malapit, kung magdala ka niya sa baka, na mahin mo na siya ang abo.
Yeah, from a cow to steak. The cow became the meat.
Steak.
Yes.
Beef.
So the cow becomes beef. Okay? Beef and steak. Yes. So you have the animals being sacrificed on the raised altar. They don't have their will anymore. The animal doesn't have the will anymore. Out here, they are walking as they wanted a cattle. But when they were brought in, they were killed. And they became a food, they became a meat. It represents the experience of being born again.
o nagpakabot ka na sa pagpakinapin diha sa pagkatao pag-usama.
So the first step to be able to get into the fullness is to be born again.
Sa ato pa rin ay anak ka maabuti na sa pinagkabalaan na natin magsugod ka diha sa pagpakatao pag-usama.
Amen? Now, you know, many other religions are telling you that you should change this and change that.
Daghan mga nagkadaiyan ng mga relihiyon nga daghan mga patakaran nga kailangan sabunin mo kana, sabunin mo kini.
It's telling you that you know, if you do this good and this good, you go to heaven.
Buhaton mo kini, kailangan mo sabunin mo ni araw makato ka sa langit.
But God is saying you will not get to heaven by doing good things.
Pero nagingon ang Diyos nga dili dili pasabot na mag-aad ko ka sa langit kaya nagbuhat ka o mamamayong butang.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Alright. So, you will get to the fullness by dying.
So, makabot na ka dito, tinagi sa mga siya sa Diyos.
But not to die naturally.
So, kailangan na yung mamatay ka, pero di mamatay.
But dying.
Sa natural na pagkamatay.
To the old man.
Kundi di, mamatay ang imong daan na pagkatao.
Amen?
Amen.
Well, how does the scripture say? I have to get smaller and he has to get bigger. This is in English.
Ito sa mga pagsukti sa Biblia. Na kita kinahalan mag-anang pagkaupos o kita mag-anang pagkataas.
So God actually will treat us in this very moment, and it's very violent. He will treat us in a way that He will slay our lives.
So did he? I talk about how they call it.
You know the experience. If you didn't have the experience of crying to God, say, God, save my life.
Kung wala pa kang magkasinati o magmuabot niya ng apunto sa pagtawag kanalan sa Ginoo ang pagdabang sa nimo.
You are not born again and you have to be born again.
Nang gikinahanglan ngayon nga may tapog na sa mong kinabuhi aron sa pagpakatawa pa sa.
And John chapter 3
diya sa libro sa Juan kapitulo 3
there is Nicodemus talking to Jesus.
Nagiri si Nicodemo na kikistorya sa itong Ginoo.
And he had the knowledge. Many people these days, they have knowledge. Religious knowledge.
Dili sa atong panahon, daghan mga tao nga ano na may kahibalo na itong sa mga relihiyon.
So it's 3:1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
This is the versículo na magsugod sa inyong dili. O siya sa katao sa mga Pariseo, piyan ang sinito din mo nga punuhan sa mga Hudyo. Kaya wala ang metod na ito sa takot sa Diyos, kung mingon ka niya, Rabbi, kami na sa'yo, kung ikaw mayos ka kamagutos ng pagigikan sa Diyos. Kaya wala kayo magkahimo na yung mga milagro na yung ipangbuhan. Gawas lang ang mga Diyos na nauban kaniya.
He had the knowledge. But Jesus, he didn't give him a theological answer, but said, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
O, kini sa versikulo 3, nitubag si Ginoong Isus na di lang basta-basta ang pagkatubag, kundi di siya minom. Sa pagkatinoon, magayon ako kanimo, gawas ko ng tao, higaanak pa ko sa, dili siya magkakita, hinarihan sa Diyos.
But Nicodemus is thinking natural, you know, in the same way, when we say you have to die, people think natural, so when they say you need to be born again, he was thinking natural.
Oh, sa diyan ang bati, kinirikunin mo na punahuna sa isa tao hamon niya panghunahuna. Ngayon, hindi po malandungan ang Isus, hindi ginawang Isus.
And he says, how can I be born again? How can I go back to the mother's womb?
Oh, nagkarayon siya, sa mara ko pagpagkatawa ko sa, mabalik pa rin ko sa doon ka sa kukinahan.
And Jesus answered in verse 5, and he said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of a water and of a spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Gawas ko ng tao ay ganas sa tubig o sa Espiritu, hindi siya makasulot sa kingharian sa Diyos.
So the first experience is to be born again.
Kung mawagay ko niya ang unang amay tapo sa kinabuhi sa tao,
It is that you have to realize that you are a sinner.
Kung kinalangin mo kayong ilhon, ikaw sa kamakasasala.
And if you are a sinner, there is nothing on earth you can do to get to heaven.
Oh, kung ikaw sa kamagasala, wala kang kimahimo. Kini sa yuta, aron ikaw magkato sa ginhalian sa Diyos.
Except of refusing your own life and getting born again.
Lamang kung ikaw imong wakon o pasyo ng imong daan na pagkatao, aron ikaw magpabago niya.
And this is the beginning of the journey.
That
he submits to Jesus and says, Lord, now you take over. Forgive me and I live my life. And now I submit to you and I become a child of yours. Little baby, like born baby. And you are just now started the journey when you are born again. If you are not born again, you run to the Lord and ask him to forgive you and get saved. You can find one of the elders here and you can pray and ask the Lord to forgive you and get you
saved.
But you don't get saved and then you are all saved. You get saved because it's the first step of a journey to get you to
fullness.
Okay, what is the next step? Let's say it's the brazen labor. We see the brazen labor here, if you can make it a little bigger. So, what was happening in the tabernacle? The priest went, and after working with the animal, he washed himself into the brazen laver. So he washed, there was a water. There was a water there. And it's still brazen. Every furniture on the outer court is brazen. Presents the judgment. So the brazen laver is now speaking about baptism.
Baptism.
Okay. So how many baptisms do we have? The Bible says in Hebrews there is only one baptism. Amen. You know the scripture? It says there is one God and one baptism. So there is no way you can be having more than one baptism. Because the same book speaks about baptism in the water. It speaks about baptism in the Holy Ghost. it speaks about baptism into the body of Christ. Alright, so how come the Bible speaks about all the different baptisms while there's only one? Is this because it is only one baptism represented on three different levels?
O kini maong bunyang nagisgutan din hinagaisgut kini o tulo ka matang sa pagbunya.
Let's look at the word baptism.
Atong tanaw ng pulo na ba pagbunya.
What is the word meaning? What's the meaning of the word?
Kung sa may bot pasabot ni ang pulo na.
What is the meaning? Any idea? It's a religious word. So, do you use it any other time than in the Bible? Sorry, than in the church.
Oh, kini maong magpulongan, kinala nga makuha ang kibidya sa anagtigo po sa simbahan.
You do, but you don't know about it.
Ato ko ang piling ito, pero wala kayo kita matasabot din eh.
You have a piece of meat, and you tell your wife, can you put the meat and baptize it into water?
O na ako nabay mo siya hiwa ng karne niya may kasi mga tawa. Batis mo rin ang
yeah. You have something and you say, what do I do with it? Well, baptize, you have a cloth, a dirty cloth, and the wife says, baptize it into water and leave it there for a while.
Tingnan eh, na ay hope nga kung niya lang, iyo mo lang na tingnan, makadyan.
You know, so the baptism in Greek really is immerse. It's not only half of it. It's not sprinkling. You have to be immersed the whole thing in the water. Hallelujah. There's many clear truths in the Bible that you have to go the whole thing under water. Amen. Because there is only one baptism. It's the same principle. You don't want to be sprinkled by Holy Ghost. Amen. You want just a little bit of Holy Ghost. You want the fullness. When you are immersed, the water is all around you. Amen. The water is around you and it's below you, above you, left and right, and front and back, and it's all there. But, in the same principle, when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, you are also immersed. Well, it's fullness of Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is left, right, above, below.
Oh, sa diakon. Sa diakon, magulayan ka sa Espiritu Santo. Mahumol ka kayo. May tanahin na ang diakon na mo. Sama sa tubig.
So the first I mentioned, after you are born again, you ask a elder, somebody, to baptize you in the water.
Oh, busa diya, humal ka diya. Matao ka ka sa, mag-ngita na po ka, sa katao, aron makapabunyag ka nimo.
And, the next thing is, you ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Ghost.
O, ito ang iyon ang ginoon na ikaw pagkabunyagan ngayon siya sa Espiritu Santo.
Amen?
Amen.
And then, according to Corinthians 12, you ask the Holy Ghost to baptize you into the body of Christ.
Oh, biar kamu nak korin terus ni. Kami orang pada Espiritu Santo yang kau pakai punya kan. Alam selawat ni Kristus.
Some people have the sprinkling mentality.
Dona kamu ni ubah mengatau nggak mila kamu nak nak kutuk kau dia tetap di sini.
You know, it's a little bit of water.
Jodoh yang aku bik, yang mahal aku.
I still remain myself.
Oh,
I'm dry. You know, I'm still standing there. But if you are baptized in the water, you are totally wet.
Amen. at what only you can deliver.
You lose the control, don't you?
Why? But after the line.
The elders, they kind of take you down to the water and up. You don't go and baptize
the child.
And it's very important that the whole thing is under the water.
But
there is not a part sticking out. We had one brother, we were baptizing one brother, it was winter and we didn't have any other place, only a bathtub.
Oy, natanong ko sa ina. Sanang, ibuwanan na. Oy, ito na ka, bathtub.
And the brother is about this high.
Napenta sa takot, sama ni David.
Something like this brother here. And the bathtub is smaller.
Oh.
It's long feet. Yes. And he's also big. Yes. So we are baptizing him into the bathtub, and when we baptize him, we put the head under the water.
Nah. But I want to say bathtub, yeah.
And the knees come out on the other side. So we go back and go right and we put the knees. The head comes up. So I said, alright, praise the Lord. You have to be under the water. It's very important for your life. So one brother goes on one side, I go on the other side, and while he puts the head down, I put the knees down. He was baptized. It was not only a religious exercise, being really legalistic about it. We wanted to make a point for his life.
Oh God.
And say, it is, you have to begin the whole thing. You have to be in. Amen. And then, with the Holy Ghost, when you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, God is not going to give you just a little bit. He will want you to be fully in. And then, when you are baptized into the body of Christ, which is the fullness of baptism, you cannot be partly in the body and partly out. You're either in or out. Show me a member of my body which is partly in and partly out. It's like the famous question somebody was asking this lady and said, are you pregnant? And she said, well, kind of. You cannot be kind of pregnant. You either are or you are not. Amen. The same way in my member of my body, I cannot say it's kind of. Either it's part of my body or it's not. Either it is part of my body or it's not part of my body. You know, if my leg pains me, I cannot leave it on the room and come here without it. Yes. If my body moves, every member of my body moves.
So,
if you are baptized by the Holy Ghost in your body, you must be fully immersed into the body.
look at your eyes.
And then as the body moves,
oh,
amen, you move along with the body. It's impossible if you are baptized that you would be doing your own things.
Well, impossible ngayon nga ikaw mapapisuhan niya pagkakabuhat ka kung nagkataliya na kuhay na.
Also, some people were asking me, oh, or asking the brethren, I was not aware of those baptisms when I was baptized in the water.
Tingali, doon ay isang mga nga, huwag makumagkasabot, kung ipanong, nga, napapisuhan na pagkakabuhat. Okay.
I didn't know there's a Holy Ghost. And the question is, so what were you baptized in when there is only one baptism?
And
the brethren says, well, we were baptized into salvation. But Bible says there's only one baptism.
Apan ang Biblia na kanayon nga dunay usa lamang sa pagdunya.
Yes, and it says if you didn't know fullness of baptisms, you are not baptized.
Kung mahibalo ka lang na dunay kinatibukan kayo sa pagdunya, na wala pag hindi ay kamagdunya din.
Many people were baptized into, let's say, Baptist church.
Dunay dagha mga tao karon nga nabunyagan sa Bisantes, sama sa nabunyagan sa Baptist Timaan.
They were even immersed under water.
Paglubong niya po sa pagbunyag ang ilang gibuhat.
But that's not the baptism God is speaking about.
Pero, dili ko ito ang mga sabot sa isulti din
eh. It is a ritual to become the part, a part of the church.
So, kinahanan ngayon niya,
yes, it's like my children, they are playing baptism sometimes. Yeah, it's a game, they baptize each other, and you know, it doesn't make them baptized. It makes them wet. If you are baptized in the Baptist church or any other church, it didn't make you baptized, it makes you a member of a Baptist church. I remember about 18 years ago, Brother Justino was in our living room, one of the brothers, and he was explaining this. And many people were baptized in the Baptist Church and Apostolic Church by then. And they were asking him, are you saying we should be baptized again? You need to make sure that your baptism was right. You need to make sure you understand that the baptism is not a man to come into church, but it's to go the whole way with Jesus.
In fact,
the apostles came and they were speaking about the Holy Ghost, and they were asking the brethren, do you know about the Holy Ghost and the gifts?
Bautismo.
Después de tanto, se manda. And they say, we didn't even know that there was a baptism, that there was a Holy Ghost given.
Wala sila mahibaluni.
And Paul said, oh, so how were you baptized in the water then?
Oh, musa na hinam na siya. Apostol Pablo, umunta na siya. Saan sa mga nagpagi ka muna punya ka?
If you don't know there was a Holy Ghost given, how come you were baptized?
O kung wala kong mahibalong may tumutin sa Santo Santo, lang sa, mag-aigit sa inyo pagkabautismo, ali.
And they were coming in, well, we were baptized by the John's baptism into repentance.
O kung kaya na po niya lang naman, matagpan nila sa iyong punyag ni Juan Bautista.
And it says, ah, you're Baptist.
Oh,
ah, and it says, let me give you and explain you.
Okay.
And he gave them the gospel. And says, and those who believe, he baptized in the water. Not again, even though they were baptized before, but at the baptism, but he baptized them now, the real thing. Amen. And then they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then they were slowly, step by step, immersed by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So let's reject the mentality of sprinkling. Let's reject the mentality of partialism. I'm partly in and partly out. I'm partly following Jesus and partly living in a world. I'm partly with the body, but partly I'm not with the body. I am Baptist, but I am a little bit sprinkled with this kingdom word. God is requiring you to be immersed, be fully in, covered. When my wife, she used to be Catholic. When she was baptized in the water, God required her before she's baptized to fully renounce any participation with the Catholic Church. And she had a great persecution by the parents, by the
parents, by the parents, by the parents, by the parents, by the parents.
They were coming to her and threatening her to kick her out of the house. They were bringing her money
not to do it. Na mo na sa palayaso na lang dahil isang mukilang yung pinabuhay.
So by the baptism you are not already in but you are also out.
Kung pinangin lang dahil sa baptismo na may mura kang huwag ka nung gihapon pwede sulod nabubad gawas ko.
You are making clear declaration that you are coming to a different world.
Kailangan nga mo deklarar kayo ka sa mga kagalingon nga mo anha na kita diha.
Bible says that in baptism you are dying with Christ.
Ang Biblia na ingon nga pinagin niini pangbunyag
You are fully underwater and the world out there is gone.
So, nailaw naman ka sa tubig, wala na kayo ang kalibutan ng mga paagi.
Have you been to swimming pool?
Kinsa may nakaasa ng swimming pool?
Or beach or whatever.
O sa pangaliguan na.
You have your head up and you hear all the noise. Everything happening and noises and
people. Nailaw naman sa tubig, yan yung mga ulo na harap niya.
And you put your head under the water. And
it
switched it off.
Yeah,
that's it. It's left there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way, Jesus says in baptism, you die with Christ to the world and church systems. In a hope that you will be with him resurrected
to another life.
Not necessarily up there somewhere when we die, but now to another life.
Dili kinahanglan nga mamatay kanya matusok ko dili sa ikaduha na yung kinabuhi.
So the baptism is saying goodbye to the old life and saying, yes, I make a declaration, I receive a new life now.
Ang baptism na yung goodbye, babay na sa daan na kinabuhi, o magkaroon ako ng pag-anawa sa kapat mong kinabuhi.
Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. These are the first very important steps we have to make, but still, we are on the outer court. We can be on the outer court as a person or even as a church. I told you I received the Lord and I was looking for a church, and the fact is, it's not even on the outer court. You know, it's outside. The Catholic Church is not even speaking about salvation. So it's outside.
Gawas nun ang gihapon sila, sa gawas ang gihapon ang ilang way of life at ang ilang paakit kinabuhi.
Amen? You are not even starting the journey, you are not even in on the outer court.
Or ang ilang kinabuhi, sama lamang sa walay kabaguhan.
There are some churches who made a step and they are at least preaching salvation.
O ano ba yung banya pag sulo niya? O kung sila, masanong yun sila?
There are other churches who moved on and they are preaching that you need to be baptized and
immersed.
There are some churches who are even preaching that you should be baptized in the Holy Ghost. So this is a journey not only for a person, but it's a journey for the whole church and fellowship. Now we are getting into the holy place. And what is happening here, the nature of the furniture is changing from the judgment to gold, holiness. It means from the brass to gold.
Nakatapa, makasulot na kami sa balaan na dapit, ang mga gamit din eh, dilig na po sama sa klase sa mga gamit niya sa gawas ng mga bahay. So dilig, mga bulawa na asap. Kaya niyakin mga bronze pamanto.
So when we make the declaration, I am fully in,
o kanya naman ngayon ka na mag-declare ka na ako na ngayon sa sulod.
That will bring me to another furniture.
Lalo po kayo makita din na ano sa galamiton.
And this is the lampstand. It can be called candlestick in your Bible, but there are no candles there. So it's more lampstand. And this is made out of pure gold.
Amen.
And it represents it represents the unity of a man working together with God. There is seven branches. I can actually make it here. That's very unique. This is one branch. The one which goes the whole way down. And number one represents Christ. Amen. And then you've got the other ones, and there is six together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And six represents man. You know that the fullness of flesh, fullness of not godliness, it's 666. And this is the number of the devil in the Bible. Yes. But it's not just a number, it has a spiritual meaning. And it means there is no God. There is only man without God, full rebellion. Amen. So I don't even want a number to be sitting there for too long. So here is one, God, Christ, and six, and that equals seven.
1 plus 6 equals 7.
Yes. So the cooperation of Christ working together with man brings the fullness.
Natato pa kung magalihok magkupan ang tao ang Dios, dunay kalihukan nga kinatibok ang gayon na
sa puno. Sometimes you see that people do charity.
O sa makita nato nga dunay mga tao nga magmugihatag.
Yes, they do things, they work. What is it? It's six only. Okay. It's man working.
Tao lamang ang nagpangrihok sa nagtrabaho.
So what's wrong with charity?
Charity,
like you go on
good deeds.
You go like you have Salvation Army and you giving to homeless and poor, and government is doing charity.
What's
wrong with it? Well, there's nothing really wrong, but it's man only. It's not God.
Tao lang kung mga kana pagpangatag.
God, for some reason, decided He will not do it alone. He said it won't be one only.
Kaya ang Diyos wala mampu siya maglaro na siya rin magbuhat niya na.
I have a body. God says He's got a body to do it.
Na kinyangan siya o lawas aron sa pagbuhat niya na.
So you have, forgive me my simplicity in drawing. This is Christ. And the Christ consists of two parts. The head.
The head of Christ,
which is Jesus Christ.
And
he's only one. And he will be always only one. But he's God embodied.
Pero siya kompleto na siya.
This is the body of Christ.
O kanamaunawas mo ang lawas ni Kristo.
And the body of Christ consists of many members.
O kanamaunawas ni Kristo. Kabahin ka na sa dangkalariya ng mga kaisurunan
diyan. Let me try to make a lawas ni Kristo. This is Brother Leonard here. I hope so.
Oh.
Yeah. And I have Brother Mark here.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Fire.
No. You need to get rid of that ambition, brother. Sister Rita. Oh. Yeah?
Oh.
And another sister there. You know. And another brother here. There's nobody sticking out, huh? There's nobody partly in and partly out. So this
is
so this is the body, okay? Body of Christ. So the Christ consists of one and six, the people.
Ang lawas nila'y nalangkob niini ang usa o ang unong.
Amen.
Amen.
When the body is working together, it produces light.
O kung ang lawas magradiho siya sila manan, magkaiusa na mudugas ka ng kahayan.
They are, there are no windows in the room. It's like my room in Hong Kong here.
Lakini maong lawak na wakini siya bintana.
There are no windows
here. Wala bintana niya na.
Yes. So it means if you don't switch the light on, there is no light.
Kaya kung hindi kini na hindi mo masigahan ka ng maong sugat niya,
there is no strange light.
Wala may bintana.
Coming from outside.
Wala makasulot niya kahayan.
So the whole light is coming from cooperation, people,
and
Christ. And if you would look on the lampstand, you would see a fruit on it. Can you see it? You cannot see it, but there would be nice carved fruit on it.
Dunay di mo makita diya nga bunga pero di man lagi makita.
Yes. And the fruit represents that you are bringing forth fruit of the Spirit.
O kanamao diya nga mga bunga naga padayag ka nga nagadala mga bunga diya sa Espiritu Santo.
The flame, the fire is giving the light.
Kanamao nga
hallelujah
flame. Mora siya maghatag ng kahayag.
Yeah, flame, a little flame, how do you say
it?
Yeah.
So, this is the same thing Jesus speaks about, say, you are the light of the world.
Oh, mo ka nang ipadayan ni Ginoong Jesus niya sa iyong mga sinulat nga kita, mo magkahayag sa kalibutan.
You don't take the light and hide it in a corner.
Oh yeah.
Hindi mahin mo na atong sindihan na iba. Hayag ang sugaw niya ng Isus. So, iba na ito, dili pwede.
You don't take the light and put it under a bushel.
Dili po na yung atong sugaw niya ng atong Isus sa gantan ng sakluban.
Amen? Amen. You take the light and you bring it high. Look at this.
So, kinahanglan kung wala ka sa sugaw na
that there will be enlightening every man.
In
John, in the first chapter, says, He is the light. Then you read in Matthew 5 that you are the light. So who is the light? It is He and us working together.
Si Ari ay ang atong hino o pinagpakita ng mga sapok sa lawan na nagsurat.
So that says, if you are baptized and now you see the steps, you cannot be the light if you are not inside of the body. You cannot be baptized in the body if you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost and in the water properly.
You have to
place the unity, you still don't see the
nakita na ito ang kalayo.
I wouldn't have time.
So notice the strength of that central leg will be stronger than the other.
Okay. So you see here that the middle one is stronger and bigger than the others to make the difference between the head and the rest of the body. Alright, so you have to, as a next step, you will be working together with Christ.
So ikaluhan din ang panamon ang pag trabaho ng pagpamuhat uban ng Kristo.
You will be led by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, giniyahan kita uban sa Espiritu Santo.
The oil represents, the oil which is coming there, represents the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Ang kanyang oil niya ulan na nagrepresenta kana sa Espiritu Santo.
So you will be working under the anointing, amen, to bring forth the light and the fruit.
Nalagayon na kita uban sa dihog aron sa paggawa sa maoy kalayo o bordan.
You know, we could perhaps spend 1 week conference on each of the pieces, all right? But I need to move on for now at least. The next furniture is table of showbread. It's like a table. And the priest had a bread.
Ang sunod niya, galamito mo sa kalamita na naay mga tinapay.
And
ang itawag ko showbread.
Yes. And the showbread, it's actually here, you can see it here, if you could.
Can we see it a bit better now?
A little bit. You see the 12 loaves of bread? It is not a bread like this, it's kind of like a cake, like a shape.
Na agyong mga tinapag ibutan.
And we could speak about the crown and all these principles, but let me just mention briefly that it represents feeding on Christ.
Pagkaon sa mga butang na iyan ni Kristo.
Yeah? So like eating. So how are we feeding on Christ? Why do we have to eat?
Pero di kinahanglan lang ngayon ng mukhaon kita.
Do you have to eat, by the way?
Hello, mukhaon mo ngayon kita.
One of the reasons why I'm a little bit in a hurry, because we need to eat.
One of the reasons why I'm a little bit in a hurry, because we need to eat. Ano na punta?
Yes, I was told to finish around 12 because we need to eat. What happens if we stop eating? First, you lose strength. Yes? You lose strength. You are not strong enough. You cannot work so hard. If you are not eating long enough, you will eventually die.
Na kung dili ko tambakaon, labi na ang tasan ng panahon, impatil.
And don't forget, we are actually here, we are still in a growing process.
O kailangan natin na tumalisan na kita na ni Aaron din hinga dapit.
So if you
stop at na panahon sa pagtubo pa,
if you don't give your children who are growing food, they will not grow and prosper.
Kung wala tayo
Amen. So we need to feed on Christ.
is able to grow.
Be healthy,
have strength,
and
have
life.
Amen.
Amen.
What is the thing we are supposed to eat?
I know
in the natural it's surely rice. But in spiritual, what are we supposed to eat? Yes, the Word of God, isn't it? Amen, the Word of God. We need to feed on Christ in many different directions. And the dimensions, what is the Word of God? Where do you have a Word of God? The Bible.
Oh, Biblia.
Yes, Biblia.
Biblia, yes.
So, or one Word of God, is there any other form of Word of God? Is there another form? What are we doing now? We are speaking the Word of God. So you are feeding on the Bible, but you are also feeding on other brother speaking a Word of God.
Oh, busa kita na nagkaroon kita sa pulong sa Diyos o nagkaroon sa isang ikan sa mga bapa sa nakadariyan at mga.
Also, have you ever heard God speaking to you? To your heart?
Oh, magalong sa kita na ang Diyos mohong-hong na to usahin.
So it's also, isn't it, Word of God?
Bawag yapon. Olong yapon ka na sa Diyos.
You have to make sure it's balanced.
Oh, kikinan na lang ang mag-balance kayo.
And you need to make sure you know your Bible. Because the Word of God can come from different sources, your ear, your brother, but it has to be in line with the Bible. So like the Berean Jews, they were studying the scriptures, making sure what they are hearing from Paul is correct.
Sama sa mga Hudyo, kaniadto nga lamina ng tatlo niya gigisusik yung ilang mayo kung unsa gayud sa tinuod.
So I challenge you,
ubos ra ako kamo giapa,
that you would write down your questions
na kung ano pang maganda kung mga pangutana,
then you would go home, study what you hear here.
Oh, sadyang mo ulit ta, patuon ta, atong susihon o sa mga ano na tumog.
And bring your questions and ask.
Yeah, dan walang mga na. Dilig.
So, everything you hear must be in line with the Bible. So if somebody is speaking to you, you have your Holy Ghost and you have your Bible. So when you feed on Christ, make sure you are listening to the right preaching.
Dulog ta makabatid ta nga kadaiyan nga pagkaon masiguro na sa kung iya bagayon kini sa Dios.
So you are giving the light, you are giving of Christ, and the next furniture would be another altar.
So gikan niya sa kahaya sa
this time
na dinhi sa pagkaon sa dala ko ilain nga halaran dire.
This time the altar is golden altar for innocence.
Ay na po ina sa pagkara innocent niya.
For
halaran
incense.
Incense niya. At ay incense sorry ay na.
Forgive my English. My English is not my native language.
So go on na halaran sa incense ko. Diliko.
So if you are afraid that the innocence will be burned here,
Don't worry.
Ah, no problem.
So it is for instance. Okay?
Alarante el Cristo.
And it represents our soul, sacrificing our soul.
Can you make instance of larawan sa atong mga sakripisyo sa atong mga tala?
And what is our soul? I see your body.
Nakita niya ang atong mga larawan.
Yeah? But you are more than body, aren't you?
Pero labaw pa man itong kita sa larawan.
You can show me your hand. You can show me your
makapakita sa kamot sa atong tail.
Yeah. I can see your knee.
Ang atong mga tuhod makita.
But where can I see your emotions?
Pero ang atong kung mga pagbati asa man kung makita niya hindi niya mo
the emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Na mga emotion ako.
They have will.
Na ako tay atong kanan sa atong pagmulahan.
Desires.
Nasa yung mga tingo ha?
Minds?
Nasa yung mga ako, pangunahan ha?
Where are your desires?
You cannot see.
I cannot see, can I?
Yeah.
I cannot see. No.
The soul is inside.
So, the soul is different dimension, isn't it?
Ang kalab, lahi po na siyang bahin.
If I open your body, I still don't find your soul.
Bisan pag abrihin ang imong lawas, hindi ikinig makita ang atong kalat.
So, what is it, so?
Kung saan mo na ikinig kalat?
Yeah. These things I should do. Alright. So, I don't know if you can see it real good, and I'll be real brief. This is the soul of man, and it consists of four parts.
Ang kining kalat sa tao, doon ay upat ka bahin niya ini.
And it is the mind.
Nga mao ang huna-huna.
It is the emotions.
Ang imong pagbati.
It is the will.
Ang imong kabubuton.
And it is the desires.
O ang imong mga pangandoy.
Amen? And we can explain later from Ezekiel why is it. So here, the soul consisting of four parts is sacrificed and given to God.
Na binigay natong upat ka bahin, upat ka bahin sa itong tala, mahimong ikasakripisyo.
So here is doing deeds in cooperation with Jesus, this feeding of Christ, but here God wants and is after your mind.
Gusto sa Diyos, kining ikatulong na bahin, gusto sa Diyos na kinasahan atong ihatag ng ito kaniya.
He is after your will.
Bisan pa ang atong pagalingong pagkulungan.
He is after your desires and emotions.
Pangandoy yung mga pagbati.
Amen?
Amen!
He says, I want you to be thinking the thoughts I am thinking.
Gusto niya, matagpa sa atong Ginoo, na gusto nato sa ikong kamunahuna, mao sa pangakong ipanghunahuna.
Brother David has a little projector here. Which can project your thoughts of last week. Anybody
interested?
We can in the afternoon sit here and you can plug in your finger and it will project all your thoughts of last week. Anybody interested? Not yet, I suppose. No. By the way, it doesn't happen. It doesn't exist, thank God. Okay. So, the principle is, we need to reach the point where you can take your eyes with thoughts and they can project it here and it will be pure and holy.
So, what is the idea? Tinguhan na yun siya nga ang kanana sa mga panghuna-huna hindi dili kung muagin na kung dili nga at sa panghuna-huna maagin na yun dili ko sa Ginoo.
The same desires
o mausap gihan po sa mga pangatinguha o pangandoy sa atong kasingkati.
If somebody can open your heart and see the desires of your heart, they will be pure and holy.
Sabihan sa siho nung abrihan ang imong kasingkati so kailangan lang nga mahimong ikinig puro.
Amen. And as Jesus says, not my will, but thy be done.
Oh, sama sa gino ni kinoy, kung sinabi niya ang mga upo, kung ano man, kundi may animo.
Amen?
Emotions. Bisantas mga pagbati.
You have to be able to laugh when God is laughing and cry when God is crying.
Kung makakatawa ka kung ang ginawa nalipay o kung mahuhila ka o sama sa ginawa kung muhila.
When God is angry, you better be angry.
Oh, kaya na ang Diyos masuko, ikaw masuko po ka.
But when God is a compassionate, you better don't get angry.
Oh, kung ang ginawa maluloyon, kaya na nilip po ka masuko.
Did you know God has emotions?
Naibaba mo nga ang ginawa mapinatigon.
Do you believe God can get angry, by the way?
Yes.
Magpapasan mo nga ang ginawa masukan mo po, masuko po.
Do you think God can get violent?
Violent.
Violent.
Ah, violent. Magpapasan ang violent.
Yes?
Yes, amen.
Jesus went into the temple, didn't he?
Ah, yeah.
And he came. Did he come to them and say, excuse me, would you please mind to take your money out of this house? This is the house of my father.
Pagsunti yan, yung magkulose niya, uy, pasayo lang ako. Pasayo, ayaw magkulose nito.
No, he comes and throws the tables and everything, lets the kettle go and the birds and the money changers, and say, get out of here.
Iyan yung ipang lintuan ang tanan yung palito, ipandatos ang ilang mga sinsilyo.
He was consumed by the zeal for a house of his father.
Oh, iyan
we need to be consumed by the fire, by the zeal for the house of God.
Kailangan nga walay ato diha kung hindi ang kapagbulot ang sa Diyos mo'y manahagya sa iyang templo.
My children know me.
Men,
my children, they know me as
well. Alam ko mga anak, matutpanya, nakaila ka na ko rin mo niya ilang amahan.
When they disobey, they forgot to make the bed. I come and say, honey, you need to make your bed. When they disobey.
Yan mga anak de, ay sabi akong musupa kung hindi mo tuman sila yung pagbulutan.
I say, yes, you need to clean your bed and this.
Oh, may usin na, oh, inananay niyo mga sayo, pato na yung kayuhon.
But when I see them, that they hurt each other,
pero kung makita niya na mo sinumbaga siguro,
or somebody,
oh, away na sila, eh?
I grab the girl or the boy, I shake her and say, you will not hurt your brother.
Kapag ko bigay siya, kaya ang lolo na, ay pagdadaan na yung
amen?
Amen.
Oh, yes. I physically grab them and I shake them and they are there, you know, because in my house we will not hurt each other.
Oh, that's why I'm going to go to my house
and they know and they fear me as a father.
Oh, yung mga anak, magtahog kayo si kaniya ingon ng ilan.
They love me as a father.
Oh, nahigugmasap kaniya ingon ng ilan.
But they know there are certain things that will kindle a righteous anger.
Pero nahibalo po sila na kinangan, magbantay po sila ng ilip ng mga sayo, kaya nahibalo sila na masuko ang ilang mga.
And if you would see that somebody in the body would be hurting somebody in the body, you need to rise up and say, this is not right. Right.
Oh, kita usap, kita nga din sa lawas, na magkakita-kita nga din na mag-away-away na mag-usa na diha, inanan mo baro kita sa tumbadlumon ang mga sitwasyon.
If you see the bear coming from outside and the bear going after one of the sheep, you go and you kill it.
So sama ko na sa usa ka mananas na bear na gusto na mo matupok sa usa sa mga kanero, inanan niya mo baro kita.
Jesus,
awayin kita.
This is my brother. This is my brother. You will not go against my brother.
Oh, atong luwas na ato igzon. O atong ino ng kaaway nga dili ka mahimong makapanghilabot sa mga igzon.
Amen. So we have to have holy emotions.
Oh, ginahanglan nga doon ang kita'y balaan ng mga pagbati.
And when my child comes and is in need, is in
need. Oh, siya making anak ng doon niya. Doon ay panginahanglan.
You go down on your knees.
Muluhok, kumahin mo, muluhok ka.
And have you said, what's wrong, honey? I'm here to help.
O, imugas ang mga sumana.
You are compassionate.
O, gato sila ang protektahan.
Patient.
Mapasinsya kita.
Loving.
O, mahiugmahan ka nila.
Amen?
Amen.
God wants to change our emotions, our will, our desires, our mind, to be holy as He is holy.
O ka na ang tinuno pangandis sa Dios nga ang tanan nga bayan sa atong kalag mamahimong abalaan para kaniya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's possible. It's available, brethren.
Oh, possibly kana. Oh, na kana kanuna.
Amen.
Amen.
And then we get into the holy of holies.
Hangtod nga makasulod na kita sa kabalaan, pinakabalaan.
There is another piece of furniture with little cherubims. Standing somehow, it's like a list for a box.
Naana po din ni sa huli bunis, dunay makita din ni nga duha ka anghel nga ang ilang tako ni abot sa dinding.
These feet of the cherubim standing there, they are standing, can you do a hand like this? They are standing like this, touching the wings. Okay? As you see here, they're touching with the wings, the two cherubims.
At makita ang larawan niya na ang ilang mga tako ang abot kayo.
And
look at him.
They are bringing the covering.
Sila mo nagdala sa pagtakon.
And the Lord is saying that when we come here, we will be covered.
O ang Ginoo na ngayon sa kanyang mga abot kita diha, bobasabot niya na kita nana sa iyang pagtakon.
Covered by the glory of God.
Gitabunan kita sa iyang himaya.
Amen.
Amen.
And He is saying that He's telling us that we will be that nothing can come nigh to us.
Bukasabot niya na wala kayo makaabot kanato o bisan makaduol kanato ng mga dili maayo.
When they wanted to kill Jesus and it was not His time,
sa dihan gusto na nilang patyo na atong Ginoong Jesucristo,
He just walked in the midst of them. They wanted to push him over, and you know how crowded, don't you, Philippines? Imagine there is a crowd against you who want to stone you. And he would just walk through them. You want to give it a try? Wait, so today you can go to Bangkok. Last week you can stay in Manila.
Last week, to Manila.
Yeah, because we have all these different riots and
things.
Yeah, you know how it is. But nobody can touch your life before it's time to give it up.
Pero wala kayo makatapsar sa imong kalawasan sa dili pa mabot ang imong tukmang na panahon.
There are testimonies and testimonies of the devil trying to hit and destroy the brethren, and he could not because God gave us a foretaste of the protection.
Daghan kayo mga testimonyo na itabot sa mga sitwasyon na itabot kasama na ini. Ang demonyo gusto nga pasakitan ka pero dili gayud maitabok.
I understand there was a sister and into her house a thief rubber came.
Oh, dunay sa palahom nga dunay sa kalabay nga dunay kawatan isulod sa ilang balay.
Amen. And he comes in and she runs down and say, "Get out of my house."
Oh, kanina nga sulod siya iyang giapog ang kawatan nga pahawa ikan sa balay.
But he's got a gun.
Pero naay po silang mao
and he goes shoots into her.
Oh, he puts it here.
Yes. And she goes down. And she brings again and says, "Get out of my house." And screams and runs away.
Oh, nalisa ka mga kawatan.
Amen. The only thing which was wrong with her, there were left little marks on her body.
Alakaminto sa sayang pinusilan kay Imbas ni Marta. Ni Marta na sa iyong bani.
We've seen the testimonies of that they tried to execute people, they couldn't execute them.
Doon na po yung mga testimonyo na di pang-execute sila, di parang yun, di pang-daral, pero walang yan ang metaphor niya.
They are testimonies. Apostle Paul, you're beaten by a snake. Nothing happened.
Alam mo yung sila yung metaphor sa gipaat siya, Apostle Pablo, ughan, pero wala niya po yung tabo, kanina, nagawa.
God wants us to walk in this dimension of covering.
Gusto sa Diyos nga masinati na sa pinangamang paglakaw. They are very unprotected.
But we cannot be walking and doing our own thing.
Pero hindi na makalakaw ni ini kung pinagi lamang sa pagkagalino.
There is a condition for it. Let me read quickly Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
There is a Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Verse
1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen.
So
you have to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And then you will be under the shadow of the Almighty. Covered.
Mahita ko pa nga matapunan kita sa iyang gahong.
In other words, if you will be in the holy place, holy of holies, I mean, you will be covered by the Lord and protected.
Mahita ko pa nga mudaman kita din eh. Mahimong matapunan kita sa iyang gahong.
And from here, actually, when they are together, the ark and the lake, the mercy seat, then they are together, that forms the whole ark.
O kining gitawag din ni o mercy seat o kining ark, makasulot ka din ni mo man sila magtagbo riha o mahimong matabunan ka pilagi sa iyang gahong.
And this is here in the midst where God came, His presence came into the Holy of Holies.
So this is the presence of the Lord la maga nagapuyo ni o nagapuno ni ni mga damit.
So this is reaching the goal.
O din ni mga abot kayo din ni minimaong dakita.
So when we are on our journey, we are keeping in mind the goal, where we want to go.
Goal.
Goal. Goal.
Kailangan mo mong panaw, kailangan ni mabot kayo dito sa atong tumong. Mali ang atong tumong dito.
It's
ang panaw ay yung Kristo mo.
It's like, if I want to get to Butuan, okay.
Tama kini sa magyahe ka pa yung sa Butuan.
I am in a small village, but I'm still looking in Butuan. Yes, I want to get there.
Dagabi ka sa imong gamay na lapit, kung niya, ang imong tumong, na matigil ka sa Butuan, o sa imong hunahuna, pero na naga,
so the whole time we do all these things because we are reaching to the
fullness.
And we know when Jesus died, what happened? The veil in the temple has been turned up.
Amen. Ang tabil, ang gupina dito sa templo na napikat.
Because He was the one who came the whole journey before us to show us it's possible and make it available.
Kung di wala may tao na naghahimo ang atong
kinu dito,
mag iliuna, karoon na mahitabo sa mga kanama.
And now, hallelujah, turn it off and it's open. We can go in.
O, katapos na sa Ginoo, mahimo na dito ang tanan na makaatko ito.
Not only, not only we can go in, but we can see in.
Hallelujah. Ini natin na mga nakita sa nato na makaatko kayo kita.
Let's close from Hebrews 6.
Atong tanan na sa Ginoo ang kapitulo 6.
19,
I believe. Maybe I'll do 17. Where is God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of his promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we must have a strong consolation, who has fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
Kung sa inyong liana, sa tingwa, sa Diyos, sa paghibig, sa pagkakamatid, sa mga pagpadaya, sa walay pagkausap sa inyong katuyuan, sa pagpadaya, nisingat ko sa mga manunod na saan, siya misukit o usa ka panumpa. Aron nga pinagin ni Ituha sa mga butang na walay pagkausap, na tungod ni sinibahimong kumamakas ng Diyos, kita nga ng pangalagi o rin sa panalipdan, makapatong sa dagong kadating sa pagpangupot, yan ang paglaong ng ibukang sa pangatubangan.
Amen. And he said, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. It's the anchor of our soul, that the soul would not move. Amen.
Amen. Mao kana angkla sa pagtuo na di lang ato magkalat dibit mataro.
That our emotions, mind, will, desires will not be floated, but we are anchored.
Kaya itanan yung mga bahin sa kalat, yung mga emosyon,
and it says, and which enters into that within the whale. Hebrews 6:19.
Inabatunan ta kinitingon nga siguro o malikon na sinipit sa kalat o sa kapaglaong nga nakasulod nga to sa kanasuloran alampuan sa loyo sa tabi.
So, we are somewhere on the journey, but our hope is anchored into the Holy of Holies.
So, bisan dihin pa man kita kabahin din yung maong banaw, aduna na'y kasiguruan tungkol kay aduna na'y angkla na naguna ang angkla sa pagtuo. Amin kita dilit matalo.
20, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Diyan tungkol ka na to si Jesus na isulod na ingon nga mag-uuna
so Jesus went first as the firstborn son. He also physically didn't go into the temple. He was spiritual by his life. He went through and proven it's possible to go into the fullness.
Yes.
And Paul is saying, follow me as I follow Christ on this journey to the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So find, if you make the steps, and let's work it towards the place.
So
God bless you for now. Amen.